Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix is beginning to limit customers' sharing of passwords with other users. Let's get an update from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. This was an idea that has been kicked around for many years. About 10 years ago, I remember doing a radio segment about the fact that Netflix was finally going to crack down on the password sharing on its streaming services. And what was really the holdup for all this? This time, was it technological? Did they have to find a way to make it work? Or did they consider password sharing a form of free marketing in an era of free money?
I think it's a little bit of both. Yes, there were technical hurdles to overcome. But I will also say this too. Reed Hastings, you'll recall, he actually came out and said during this period, quote, love is sharing a password. But the model has changed substantially. Early on, with early adopters, as is the case with a lot of technologies, the rush is to just build the book of business. Profitability gets pushed to the side, and it's all about gathering subs. Can you get the size and the eyeballs and the critical mass aggregated quickly enough to justify your programming costs with the eye on someday making a profit? Well, guess what? Someday came. Netflix has been net profitable for a long time, but enough profit and justifying the expense of high-cost productions is where we're at here, particularly when it comes to trying to capture some of the audiences coming out of cord-cutting. There's been a lot of competition based on trying to capture that audience at a low price. That worm is starting to turn now, and password sharing is going to go the way of the DVD service, which is into the rearview mirror.
And this may not be a perfect analogy, but it kind of reminds me of what happened in print, where they put the newspaper or the magazine online for anyone to read. People stop buying the paper version as a result. And then after maybe 10 years or so, people getting this stuff for free whenever they logged into a website, the paywall went up. And a lot of people weren't happy, but people learned to live with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is true in any business. It's the cost of acquiring customers. Those are acquisition costs. And they're promotional ideas. It's a discount, if you will. So this is a strategy. I think the newspapers stumbled into that strategy. I think Netflix's idea here has been more intentional for a while, because as you mentioned, this has been discussed for a decade. So now, yes, you love your Netflix. You can't live without it. It's going to be one of the multiplicity of streaming services that are coming into your house on the wire. And now the question is this the one you stick with? When you get the notice that pops up of somebody sharing their password with you that says, hey, listen, sorry, but now you're going to have to create your own account. How sticky is Netflix going to be? Netflix says they've had a little shrinkage in other countries where they've tried this, but eventually people came crawling back to resubscribe to Netflix. It'll be interesting to see what happens here in the United States.
Any projections on how much this is expected to pad the Netflix bottom line through this new honesty policy? Because if you do want to share your password with somebody legitimately, that's an extra $7.99 a month.
Yeah, it is. I haven't done the math on that to know what kind of revenues they're talking about, but here's an important thing that I did see. 100 million people are on other people's passwords, and I was surprised by this number. That is 43% of the company's installed global user base. So, yeah, that is a lot of revenue that's not being captured. I mean, imagine if you were giving your service away to 43% of the people who use it. That's very difficult to justify almost in any scenario. So it's all, again, about moving into profitability or moving into more profitability to plow a lot of those profits back into programming to keep people on your service.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up.